How are you, Amanda?
I'm good, David.
Good
How are you?
Good to see you again. It's been a while.
Thanks. Yeah, it's good to be back.
I like when you make a visit, you know?
Oh, thanks.
Kind of changes things up a little bit.
That's right.
Well, let's start off talking about where Cinetopia, big event down earlier this week at the Detroit Institute of Arts.
Yes, we had a press conference on Tuesday down in the Crystal Gallery at the DIA, right outside of their film theater. And it was a great event. We had a small selection of press coverage there, but we were very happy with how it turned out, and I think we're going to get some good coverage out of it. We had the Detroit News was there, the AnnArbor.com, of course, and Real Detroit Weekly was there, and so we're getting a lot of good buzz.
And what it does is it exposes this new partnership between Cinetopia Film Festival here in Ann Arbor and expanding its reach out into further into Southeast Michigan.
Right, and that's the whole goal for the festival. You know, there's a void in the film festival atmosphere in Southeastern Michigan, and we think that Ann Arbor and the Michigan Theater, in working with the DFT, we think that we're perfectly poised to bring this film festival experience to Southeastern Michigan.
So what's left to be done before we kick off Cinetopia Film Festival on June 6th?
More radio appearances for me. we're doing a lot of flight booking for our special guests and getting their travel arrangements and accommodations squared away.
All right, well, we'll talk a little bit more about who's coming to town
and
who we're going to see in a minute, but first of all, let's fill folks in on what exactly opportunities they have to see this weekend.
Oh, this weekend. Well, opening downtown, we have The Angel's Share, which is a new film from director Ken Loach. It's a film about whiskey. Now, I have to admit, I haven't seen it because, you know, it hasn't opened quite yet. I have a feeling that it's about whiskey the way that Jerry Maguire is about sports, so that it's the undercurrent, but not the whole story. But The Angel's Share officially is the small amount of whiskey that evaporates over time as it's in the barrel. So this is a film that's got a little bit of a heist caper to it, but a little bit of redemption, but underneath it all, the smooth taste of whiskey.
Would you like to share any of your personal experiences with whiskey?
No. I'll keep those to myself.
You
thanks for asking.
You usually only have one bad one and then you're all done. So
you there when that happened?
Yeah, I do remember college slightly. The Angel's Share obviously is going to be a good choice, certainly
yes.
An interesting choice. Tell me about Disconnect.
So Disconnect explores the consequences of modern technology and how it affects our daily relationships. It's got a huge ensemble cast, including but not limited to Jason Bateman, Hope Davis, Alexander Skarsgård. It's got a ton of people in it, and it's one of those overlapping stories, these people and how they impact these people. And I think it's very timely with social media and how connected we are to our devices. Exactly.
Exactly. Any special screenings coming up?
Yeah. Next Thursday at the Michigan Theater, we have a special presentation of a film called Transforming Loss, and that's presented by the Kite Network. It's a film about grief and loss. It's about a one-hour documentary that follows six families through their grieving process.
One of which I understand is from Dexter.
It's right there in the title how transformative such an experience can be and how you may be able to learn something about yourself or be able to give back to your community. We will be joined by the filmmaker, Judith Burdick, as well as most of the folks in the film will be on hand for a panel discussion. And that's on Thursday, May 30th at 7 o'clock at the Michigan Theater.
Such a fascinating subject matter.
It's a really good film.
Or even if you just lost someone very close to you. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't imagine being able to move on.
Right. And the cool thing I think about the film is that it talks... You've got these six very different points of view. You know, there's a man in the film whose wife and two children were both killed in a car accident. There's a girl who's probably about 25 whose mother died when she was about 13. So it's, you know, the process of, as well as, you know, a woman whose son was killed in a horse accident on vacation. So you've got all kinds of things, and all these people are further, are in different points on their grief journey.
Life will go on. Mm-hmm. How it goes on
right.
is the subject of
yep,
the film.
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely fascinating. Well, that will take care of what is available at the art houses over the weekend.
Yes.
And if we want to head to the Cineplex, what are we going to see?
You're probably, if you're heading to the Cineplex, you've got three big choices. Probably most people are headed out to The Hangover Part 3.
Well, we're back to whiskey again.
That's right. Well, it always comes back to whiskey, I guess. You know, I haven't seen either of the other two Hangover films. I understand that this is an atrocity. I'll get to them eventually. But here's the deal. So there's no wedding. There's no bachelor party. So what could possibly go wrong? Well, you know something's going to go wrong with those three, with the wolf pack at the helm of this film. So yeah, I'm sure a ton of people are going to go catch The Hangover Part 3 this weekend.
Yeah, you know, it seems to be incredibly popular, despite kind of some very lowbrow humor.
Yeah, my understanding is that the first one was still lowbrow, but fun, and it felt fresh. And then the second one just kind of took a step down, and it sounds like this one's kind of taken a step down too. But, you know, I'll reserve my judgment, I guess,
certainly,
until I finally see them.
Certainly a popular franchise. I did see the first two, and there was definitely a couple of laugh out loud moments.
Oh, sure. You know? Sometimes that's all you need. You know, if you just want to go and have a little bit of escapism.
At the same time, you know, I was a little uncomfortable in celebrating, you know, blackout drunkenness.
Really? You don't endorse that all the time?
Almost never. What about Epic?
So Epic is a 3D adventure comedy. It's from the same creators as Ice Age and Rio. It's about the ongoing battle between good and evil and a teenage girl who is magically transported to the secret universe.
And, of course, Fast and Furious 937.
So it's Fast and Furious 6.
Is that it?
Yes, Fast and Furious 6, which I think is, I think it's hilarious. But it's like The Hangover, that it's this, people love this series. And Paul Walker is back, Vin Diesel is back, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I don't know if I'm actually allowed to call him The Rock anymore. I think he's dropped that from his name. But that's who it is. It's Dwayne Johnson. They're all back. It's the...
A lot of car stunts, a lot of fights, a lot of that kind of thing.
It's everything you expect. And like I said, sometimes that's what people want. They're, you know, that's not what most of your listeners, that's not their life. So why don't you go and have a little bit of escapism and see these burly dudes driving fast, shooting guns, just have a good time.
Well, again, let's get back to Cinetopia. The film festival is coming up beginning June 6th. It
yes.
is going to become perhaps the preeminent film festival in the region. And what are going to be some of the highlights as we move into the festival?
We have 43 films playing over the course of 4 days at five venues between Ann Arbor and Detroit. And it is one of the hardest things I have to do to steer people in the right direction because everything is so good. I mean, if you want to talk about highlights, one of my favorite films is Dear Mr. Watterson, which is a documentary about the creator of Calvin and Hobbes and how much of an impact the comic has had on so many people. A film that I'm really looking forward to that I haven't seen yet is Blancanieves. It is a brand new black and white Spanish silent film that's a reimagining of the fairy tale Snow White. I think it
looks... Well, they put a lot of interesting elements into that.
Exactly. I think it looks gorgeous. Even just the little clips that I've seen, it looks beautiful and really interesting. So that's one that's on my watch list. Another film that I thought was just wonderful was 20 Feet from Stardom, which is a documentary about backup singers. And I saw that at Sundance in January, and
it
was fascinating. I loved it. And so we're so excited to be bringing that back. But that's just three films out of 43 films. So many things are so good.
Well, you mentioned Judith Burdick, the filmmaker of Transforming Loss, is mm-hmm. going to be making a personal
yes.
appearance. Who
mm-hmm.
else is coming to town for the film festival?
For Cinetopia, we've got the director of Dear Mr. Watterson. His name is Joel Schroeder. We're very excited to be welcoming him. We're screening a film called Haunter, which stars Abigail Breslin, and we're bringing in the screenwriter. His name is Brian King, and Brian is an Ann Arbor native. He went to Burns Park Elementary. He went to Tappan Middle School. He's, you know, he's a local boy made good, and we're really excited to be bringing him back. Gosh, who else? Lots of producers, lots of directors, a handful of actors. I think we have about 30 guests coming in total.
And because of the small, intimate nature of the Michigan mm-hmm. Theater of Ann Arbor, mm-hmm. the DIA, there's going to be a real opportunity for engagement.
Absolutely. It's not just that we're bringing them in. You'll get to speak to them and you'll get to interact with them. It's not even just rubbing elbows. It's, you know, sharing a, you know, having a drink, or, you know, getting a cup of coffee together. And I think that's one of the greatest things about our festival. It is so accessible, and you don't feel like you have to be fancy. It's just coming down and seeing some really, really outstanding movies.
Well, again, the Cinetopia Film Festival runs from June 6th to June 9th in Ann Arbor and at the Detroit Institute of Arts. You can find out more information at cinetopiafestival.org, even get your tickets in advance. So, Amanda, thank you so much for your time, and we'll see
Anytime.
You at the festival.
All right. Thanks, David.
That is Amanda Bynum, Program Director of the Michigan Theater, and you've been listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU.